I find in what fond memory keeps from lovely days of years gone by, I gained of love sublime and deep, and friendships which would not deny.
I found where may the wearied eye repose when gazing on the great, where neither guilty glory glows,
with pomp and mighty swell.
Poetry is a passion in Bethlehem, New Hampshire, once a resort town boasting 30 large hotels and a population that quintupled in the summer months. Bethlehem's status as a vacation haven has lessened with the years, but still its air is some of the clearest anywhere, and the White Mountains glisten just beyond Main Street. Residents say its beautiful setting, so inspiring to poets, is good reason to declare Bethlehem the poetry capital of New Hampshire, and that's just what they'd like to do. The town already has a poetry council, with big plans to exalt the art of poetry. George Epstein is the director of the Bethlehem Poetry Council.
Are we out of line in trying to acquire a title of this type? Well, Webster's dictionary defines capital as a city preeminent in some special activity. And that's so perfectly tailored to what we are have in mind and what we are going to be doing. We are going to devote at least 11 months of the year confined to a special activity, and all the more reason to make us a capital. We qualify in that respect alone. I don't know of any other area that is concentrating so heavily in the area of poetry. And I think that gives us a pretty good claim.
The idea for designating Bethlehem the poetry capital of New Hampshire came after the New England Poetry Conference was held there in October during National Poetry Week. The council hosted more than 50 poets from all over New England. It's received poems and letters from around the country, letters that are encouraging the council to pursue the idea of procuring for Bethlehem the title of poetry capital. Again, George Epstein.
And it was simply a primitive gesture on my part. I thought that I would come to the selectman's office and tell them, hey, look at what the results we're getting at our poetry conference. Why don't we make Bethlehem better known in this particular cultural area and post two signs on either end of the town, 302, Bethlehem, the poetry capital of New Hampshire.
Bethlehem selectman Skip Davidson says town planners would like to see Bethlehem recapture something of what it had during its hotel heyday, although he sees that happening more through condominium development than the famous inns of yesterday. And certainly a little designation wouldn't hurt either. Davidson says the selectmen are in favor of calling Bethlehem the poetry capital of the state, but it's up to the other residents who will vote on the idea at their town meeting next month.
For any town to have this would be certainly a gain, whether it helps us financially or for the development of the town per se, I can't say that. But I think it does help your town or help any town. For anybody to have a group of people to have enthusiasm enough to present this and work towards having a goal like this.
If enthusiasm is needed, there's plenty of that among Bethlehem's poetry devotees. Myrtle Doan is the person many call the motor behind the movement. She's been collecting correspondence from poets who support the idea of Bethlehem as the state's poetry capital.
I've got the letters to take to town meeting in case something negative should turn up to read them.
Myrtle Doan has already organized a program to bring poetry to students at Bethlehem Elementary School. She never makes the students memorize or recite. She says that might turn them off to poetry. She wants to get them to love it.
A poem speaks to the reader, usually. If it's a good poem, the reader experiences it.
Lou Latassiano is principal of Bethlehem Elementary School.
The school board will be presented with a proposal to house a corner of the auditorium as a poet's corner, and have it be perhaps an area where we would recognize not only poets in Bethlehem but poets throughout New England.
If the town passes on the idea at its town meeting, then it's up to the state legislature. Still, you may ask, why Bethlehem? And why the seeking of a title of the kind that usually arises of itself, by word of mouth or common acceptance, without any attempt at designation or legislation? Perhaps the drive to have Bethlehem deemed New Hampshire's poetry capital is best summed up by area poet Harry Simons.
If any man should find in him the urge to write in thoughtful rhyme and meted word, then let it flow from mine through fluid pen, to pass such word along to hungry men.
In Bethlehem for WEVO, this is Robbie Honig.